Next step number two, get leverage. Associate massive pain to not changing now and immense pleasure to immediately making this change. Ask yourself, what will this behavior or emotion cost me if I don't change it? What will I miss out in my life if I don't make this shift now? What is the old behavior already costing me mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually? How does this negatively affect my career or loved ones? Then vividly imagine and experience the pleasurable effects of making this change now. Ask yourself, when I do change, how will that make me feel about myself? What kind of momentum will I create by making this change? How will my family and friends feel? Will they be proud of me? How happy will I be? Don't I deserve these benefits right now? Next step number three, interrupt the limiting pattern. Have you ever seen a fly trapped in a room, desperately seeking an exit? It smacks itself repeatedly against the nearest window over and over again. Have you ever noticed people doing something a lot like this? They may have plenty of motivation, but if they keep doing what doesn't work, they're never going to achieve their goal. It's like the spouse or parent who constantly nags, yet to no avail, or even to contrary results. Interrupt any limiting pattern you find by doing something unexpected immediately. If, for example, you nag, catch yourself mid-sentence, drop to your knees, and flash a smile, and then walk over and hug them, and then tell them how much you love them. What are some fun and playful ways you could interrupt some limiting pattern in your life? To create a new pattern of either thinking, feeling, or behaving, you must first interrupt the old pattern. To visualize this, think of a compact disc. Why does it play the same music every time? Because there's an invisible pattern cut into it. Just as it's futile to insert a new CD while another one is still playing, it's a waste of your time to try and establish a new behavior or a new emotional pattern when an old pattern is still entrenched. Instead, the minute you indulge in this pattern, interrupt it with as many crazy, bizarre, and fun things as you can think of. It's like hearing a song on a CD that you don't want to listen to again. How could you handle this? Break its pattern, eject the disc, and vigorously scratch its surface until you're certain it'll never be able to play the same song again. The same process can be done with any pattern within yourself. The reason it's often difficult to change a pattern, whether it be an emotional pattern or a behavioral one, is that it's literally wired into you. One researcher proved this by moving a monkey's finger back and forth and monitoring the resulting connections between nerve cells in the brain as these movements were occurring. With repeated movement, he noted that the thread of connection strengthened, and after moving the animal's finger hundreds of times, they bound together into an irresistible pathway. Now, quote, wired for this behavior, the monkey continued to flex his fingers of his own accord even after the conditioning stopped. Many of us, through overuse, have literally trained ourselves to fly off the handle, or to worry ourselves sick, or to feel insecure, or to abuse alcohol or food. What positive reflexes could you strengthen through repetition in your body and in your emotions? Next step number four, create a new empowering alternative. A study of reformed drug abusers found there were different relapse rates for different individuals. Those who were forced externally to give up their drug abuse usually resumed it immediately upon being released from jail. Those who were internally motivated to quit managed to abstain for an average of 2 years. Yet those who replaced their addictions with a new alternative, such as focusing on religion or developing a new work skill, generally went a minimum of 8 years or more without backsliding, and the majority of these people never abused drugs again. Most people's attempts at change are only temporary because they fail to find an alternative way of getting out of pain and into pleasure. Old patterns must be replaced, not just eliminated. So as you look at your own patterns, what's a new alternative that could make you feel good that would be different than what you've done in the past?